This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world, in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maake Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. Mr. Modi informed that the Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories, and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology in investigation, trial and court proceedings, the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, CCTNS application. It is also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed and more than 40 others injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern state of Borno yesterday. Barkindo Saidu, the Director General of the Borno State Emergency Management Agency, reported that the tragic incident involved suspected female suicide bombers targeting a wedding, a funeral and a hospital. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced 125 crore rupees prize money for Team India on winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 in Barbados yesterday. In a social media post, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah announced the prize money and congratulated the men in blue to win the tournament unbeaten. The BCCI Secretary also lauded the team's strong work ethic. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange and red alerts over northeast, northwest, east and northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. The IMD said that heavy rainfall will prevail over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till the 3rd of July. In women's test cricket, visitors South Africa were 232 for 2 against India at stumps in their second inning on day 3 in the one-off test match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. South Africa was bowled out for 266 in the first inning, forcing to face follow-on. Indian all-rounder Ravindra Jadeja today announced his retirement from T20 international cricket. This comes a day after star batters Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma announced their retirement in Barbados. In a social media post, Jadeja shared a heartfelt message bidding adieu to the shortest format of the game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.